Welcome to Hindsight 2021 for the last week of October. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, a Hindsight exclusive regarding the New Mexico movie set shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Allegedly, the famous actor fired a prop gun with a live bullet inside, striking and killing his cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, and wounding director Joel Souza. Baldwin then used his cell phone to speak with authorities, and in a Hindsight exclusive, we have obtained that audio recording here.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? I made an ass of myself. You made me feel like shit, and you made me feel like a fool. You don't have the brains or the decency. What a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Baldwin did send a sympathy tweet that read like he heard about the incident on the radio, not even saying that he was sorry. He is the producer of the movie, after all. But maybe we're being too hard on the guy. Hey, let's just forget all about those telltale warning signs when he punched an innocent photographer in 1995, said fatherhood back decades in a verbal assault on his daughter, was thrown off a plane because he wouldn't put his cell phone away, used repeated anti-gay rhetoric that Anderson Cooper found offensive, got arrested for refusing to obey traffic signs on his bicycle in New York, and launched a podcast about honesty in the shadow of his wife, Hilaria's, pretending to be a Spanish immigrant for 10 years. Whew! There's just no psychological connection there whatsoever. And now the movie itself, entitled Rust, becomes aptly named because that footage will turn into iron oxide before it ever gets completed. The only thing with a chance of being finished now is Baldwin himself, undoubtedly soon to be hit with as many lawsuits as the man he parodied for years on SNL. If karma ever had a color, it would be orange. And aren't you glad you remembered this headline from the summer? The University of Michigan told everyone to stop eating hot dogs because each one could take 36 minutes off of their life. Well, a school in Massachusetts never got that memo. Tufts University sophomore Mady Nipon began choking when competing in an off-campus hot dog eating contest and later died. Now, we know that this study was about food that you can actually digest and not indicative of this particular tragic outcome. But as to the college's choice of fundraiser...
What the hell were you thinking?
This was supposed to be an event for breast cancer awareness. Why feature forced eating of foods that give you cancer? I get it. A tofu eating contest just doesn't bring the same pizzazz, but you're featuring carcinogens to promote the awareness of cancer. Coming next month from Tufts, a young woman will be raffling off her liver to raise money for her kidney transplant. And the perfect surgeon to perform this operation? Paging Dr. Alec Baldwin. And that's your news. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you next week with Fresh Hindsight.